like when they claimed that they bombed the hospital, the Al-Aqsa hospital, today, claiming that there were anti-tank weapons close by. I believe they are lying. This is, of course, a hypothesis of mine. I believe they are lying because I suspect that the insurgents, the Palestinian militiamen, have hidden or taken their weapons, like anti-tank rocket-propelled grenades, underground, in underground bunkers. I'm thinking, this is just a theory, of course. We talk about the tunnels. But it's possible that there are underground complexes of hospitals, command centers, places where they can guard and store their ammunition to defend Gaza, like the Viet Cong of Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, one of those famous tunnel complexes was the Cu Chi complex in South Vietnam. This is just a theory, but it's probable that the Palestinian militiamen, the defenders, hide their weapons underground, and they don't put them on the surface because there will be a target, for the Israeli military. So when the Israeli military says that they bomb civilian buildings because there is ammunition there, I think they are lying, and it's just an excuse to destroy the homes, and terrorize the civilian population.
Right now, as we speak, Israel has used unconventional weapons. We've got reports of white phosphorus being used. This was used in the previous wars on Gaza as well. We've got reports of flechette ammunition being used, dime ammunition, which is a cancer-causing agent being used, a poisonous gas which suffocates Palestinians in their homes is also being reported on the ground from Gaza. Now, Mr. Stone, I put this question to you. Amnesty International has done something that the UN has failed to, which is point out that what Israel is doing is indeed amounting to war crimes in Gaza. Why do you think there is this lack of even condemnation, proportionate condemnation on the part of the UN?
Well, unfortunately, the UN is controlled more by the United States and the former colonial powers of Europe than it is by countries that represent the actual vast majority of human people, of the people of the world. And if it were up to the people of China, Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, and people in Central and South America, there would be no question of condemnation. They would have condemned it by now. But we are unfortunately dealing with a colonial power. Israel is itself a colonial power. And what they call what they're doing in Gaza, they call it mowing the lawn. And what that means is, in the terms of the Israeli hawks, is that every few years they have to go in when the natives get uppity, when the natives get restless, and come and mow the lawn to get exactly what Netanyahu has been saying since the beginning of this war. The colonial power, in the Zionist administration in Jerusalem, wants peace and quiet. They have taken approximately 90% of historic Palestine. They have the Palestinians in the West Bank locked in tiny little Bantustans surrounded by Israeli settlements. And the people in Gaza are lorded over by these F-16s every day, and tanks and drones and so forth. And what the Israeli government wants, besides the realization of the total colonial project outlined by Theodor Herzl in his book, The Jewish State in 1896, was a Jewish state, an exclusively Jewish state, to stretch from the Nile to the Euphrates, in other words, from Egypt to Iraq. And they would transport all the native Palestinians to Jordan, across the Jordan River. And they've come a long way, the Israeli apartheid regime, and they don't like it when the people of Gaza elect a government democratically that threatens their rule. They don't like it when people in the West Bank, the kids, throw stones at the soldiers. They want their colonial project to be peaceful and quiet, like as the British had in India for a long time, or the French in West Africa. So every few years, they have to go in and mow the lawn. And what we're witnessing is another mowing of the lawn. And they are breaking every rule in the book. Because countries like Canada, ruled by the Harper government, countries like the U.S., ruled by the Obama administration, Britain, France, and so on, they all are turning a blind eye. They are all colonial powers in their own right, and Israel is part of the clique. It's part of the club, and they want to Israel to succeed in its colonial project, and they themselves are also involved in trying to reassert themselves in Syria, Iraq, West Africa, and so on. So it's all part of the old boys' game.
Right now, Mr. Sassi, also I'd like to pick up on the point of resistance right now as we're seeing rockets being fired by Hamas into Israeli cities. We heard Hamas top official Ismail Haniyeh speak earlier today where he said Tel Aviv is targeting civilians because it's not capable of breaking equations established by the resistance fighters on the battlefield. What equations is he talking about?
Well, they would mean that by bombing Gaza, they would presumably attempt to first destroy concentrations of Hamas fighters or Palestinian fighters, militiamen, guerrillas. They would attempt to destroy their weaponry, like anti-tank rocket-propelled grenades, ammunition dumps, and they would attempt to eliminate rocket artillery, batteries, and arsenals of rocket artillery, rockets, like those that are being used to bomb Israel. So, obviously, they haven't been able to achieve any one of those objectives. So therefore, the strategic equation or objective, let's call it, to eliminate Palestinian resistance and their ability to retaliate with rockets against Israel, that they haven't achieved that. And in the meantime, they are increasing the level of number of casualties among the Israelis. 25 Israeli soldiers killed, and that is much more than the number of casualties that the Israeli military has suffered, for instance, in the Gaza war of 2008. So I predict that the Palestinians have been able to develop their defenses and to gather weaponry in order to be able to defend themselves against an attack. It's going to be very costly militarily for Israel. It's going to be like a Stalingrad, remembering that famous battle of World War II, in which the German invaders, they have to occupy and conquer each block of buildings, house by house, home by home, fighting, you know, one room to another room. It is going to be perhaps not as close combat, but very close indeed. And the Palestinians are going to make the Israelis pay for every meter of ground they try to occupy with ambushes, you know, using mines, using booby traps, using improvised explosive devices, suicide attackers, rocket-propelled grenades against Israeli tanks. And one of those armored vehicles of Israel was hit by one of those anti-tank rocket-propelled grenades, killing in one attack 7 Israeli soldiers. So this is going to be a bloody affair. Certainly many, unfortunately, if this campaign continues, many Palestinians are going to die because the Israeli military is targeting civilian targets. And let us not forget, the Gaza Strip is one of the most densely populated, urbanized civilian areas in the world. It's like close to 1,800,000 people living there.
Yes.
In a very small piece of territory. So it's going to be very costly in terms of casualties, and let us see if this is going to be a disaster politically for Benjamin Netanyahu, the same way that it was a disaster politically for ex-Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
Well, we will have to watch and see how that unfolds. Press TV will keep our viewers up to date with all the latest coming out of Gaza. I'd like to thank Lior Sassi, political commentator, joining us from San Juan, and also from Hamilton via Skype was Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your input into the conversation.